October approaches, and with that comes the biggest lineup of the year's thriller films. It's refreshing that a quality piece of both suspense and genuine drama has started this lineup, with Denis Villeneuve's new film Prisoners. Hugh Jackman gives one of his best performances as hyper-religious family man Keller Dover. While at Thanksgiving dinner at his neighbor Franklin's, Keller finds their two young daughters, Anna and Joy, mysteriously abducted from the house. This sets the cycle for the investigative search that consumes the rest of the film. Enter Detective Loki, an impressive Jake Gyllenhaal, who traces the children's disappearance to an RV driver named Alex Jones. When Alex is brought in for questioning, he is revealed to have the mental capacity of a child, and is therefore deemed incapable of having abducted the children. Unconvinced, Keller pursues the now-released Alex on his own, resorting to kidnapping and torturing the suspect, knowing that this man-child has at least seen where the children were taken. In the meantime, Loki continues his own investigation of predatory suspects around the community, and yet another, even more mysterious figure arises. As both the suspected Alex and this unidentified figure become connected through several surprising twists, the film builds into a truly nail-biting mystery. In addition to the suspense, what elevates this film is that it is a genuine piece of family drama. Actresses Viola Davis and Maria Bello truly convey the horror of two mothers whose daughters are missing. Terrence Howard shows conflict as a father wanting to help find his children, but also disturbed at how his friend has resorted to torturing a mentally handicapped suspect. Above these performances are those given by the film's two leads, Jackman and Gyllenhaal, whose characters both convey dedication to their important causes, and yet conflict with the sometimes questionable way in which they must go about it. Great for both some real chills and quite moving drama. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.